Now we have Lucy Honan on the line, and she's from the Refugee Action Collective. Good morning, Lucy. Morning, Lucy.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to.
Hello.
Yeah, that was it. We should hear you now.
That's okay. Sometimes you forget your buttons. And welcome to 3CR. And we're going to talk about what the Refugee Action Collective is doing in the next little while, and perhaps we can chat about a couple of other things we discuss, which is a teachers' campaign and the U.S. deal about refugees as well. So maybe we should start with the U.S. deal, Lucy. Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Okay. Well, what's the details of that deal with the U.S. that Refugee Action Collective has issues with? And we discussed that first.
Well, the details of the deal are what we have issues with, because there are no details of the deal.
Exactly.
since it's been announced, well, it was announced a couple of Sundays ago as this long-awaited resolution to the, you know, to the injustice of offshore detention. And, of course, it was an admission, the fact that the Australian government has had to find another first world country that will look like it's rescuing Australia from having these offshore camps that refugees can go to. That's an admission that the camps have failed, absolutely. But since then, it's become clearer and clearer that the deal is far from adequate and will definitely mean that both Manus and Nauru will still have refugees on them. I think Sky News revealed when it got to go to Nauru, because most journalists can't get there, but Sky News got to Nauru and revealed that the US deal would only take 300 refugees, and that's, you know, as long as when Trump is inaugurated, the deal isn't scuttled entirely. So 300 refugees from Nauru is only a third of the refugees on Nauru. So that leaves thousands of people still there. It doesn't touch the refugees on Manus Island. And it doesn't deal with the fact that Peter Dutton has said those refugees who have come to Australia for medical reasons, for example, the women who have been raped, the children who are here for medical reasons, the people who have been taken here because they are so mentally traumatised by their years in detention on Nauru, those people will have to go back to Nauru in order to apply to be accepted into the US. And if they are not one of the lucky 300, they will stay on Nauru indefinitely. So we have huge problems with the US deal.
And also, isn't it a condition that they have to be officially UN approved refugees before they are sent to the US, if that actually goes through?
That's right, which just adds to the timeline factor. I mean, these are people who've been waiting 3 or 4 years already.
Or more, yeah.
Many of them actually already have been deemed refugees. So they've been accepted as refugees, and yet they have to go through more processing still.
I know. The state of humanity stinks at this stage. And also, the other thing that worries me about this deal is that the US is already struggling with health issues, education issues, because there's very little. I mean, Obamacare covers the very basic, which is even more basic than our Medicare system here. And they do not have an education system that allows people who are refugees being allowed enter the education system. I mean, they are people of different ages. And I'm just wondering how they're going to integrate if this thing goes through as well. There's no details. Isn't that the truth of the matter?
Yeah, I mean, I think the US is very similar to Australia in a lot of ways, in that, of course, the resources, the potential wealth is there that they could absolutely very easily offer these refugees a fantastic standard of living, just as Australia could, because, you know, we all know that there are billions and billions of dollars worth of wealth in America. It's just a question of whether or not they would welcome these refugees. And I'm sure there are lots of people, you know, the people who are out on the streets protesting Trump at the moment, who would welcome them with open arms, just as we would here in Australia. And compared to, you know, the economy of Nauru, for example, which has been absolutely shattered by countries like Australia, over the years, it's got the resources to do that. The question is, why is Australia depending on the US to process these refugees? What is wrong with Australia? It's a first world country. These refugees came from our region to Australia. That's our obligation. And it's also well within our means to be able to welcome these refugees. All that money that has been spent, the billions spent locking them up in detention, should have been spent welcoming them.
As you speak, I'm thinking of this image that I saw on Facebook where they had Peter Dutton wearing a Nazi armband. You know, it's just a horrible image. But anyway, Jacob wants to ask
taking the discussion a bit away from the US refugee deal and sort of like, you know, the here and now. What are kind of the activities and actions that RAC is currently involved in planning for the rest of the year? Because it is going into Christmas and maybe for next year.
Yeah, well, if you were, like me, very inspired by the people who got into Canberra and protested Parliament recently,
fun.
I think that was fantastic. if you're not up to abseiling or standing in red dye water, nonetheless, there is stuff that you can do. We've got a Rock for Refugees on Human Rights Day coming up. So Saturday, December 10th, next Saturday, at the Reverence Hotel in Footscray, we're holding a fundraiser with a whole lot of music, comedy, poetry. We've got the MC, Corinne Grant, and performers, the Fabric DJs, The Same Boat, Riding Mind, Littlefoot, and many more. We're raising money on December 10th for a few things. One is to try and get phone cards to the people on Nauru and Manus who they're not funded enough money there to contact their to keep in regular contact with their families, or for that matter, to keep in regular contact with refugee advocates, so that we can get the truth about what's going on in the offshore camp. So we need money for phone cards. But we also, this is a bit of a rarity for Refugee Action Collective. We don't usually raise money for individual cases, but we thought this one just goes to the heart of why what Australia is doing to refugees is so foul. I just want to tell you a little bit about Ayad. He's a man who came, he's a Syrian who came to Australia seeking asylum, but he was sent to Manus Island. In August of last year, he was under so much pressure from being in the detention camp that he agreed to go back to Syria. But when he got back to Syria, he spent 20 days in a Syrian jail where he was tortured. He finally got back to his family. While he was out on the street with his father, he was injured by gunfire, and the gunfire killed his father. He then tried to escape Syria, but it was too dangerous. It was, as you know, borders all around the world are being erected against Syrian refugees, and he couldn't make it out, so he returned to Al-Hara. His brother was kidnapped earlier this year and murdered. His wife gave birth to a little baby who died this year. It's cold in Syria and he has no money to feed his wife and family. So we are raising money for IAD as well at this fundraiser on the 10th, because we also want to raise not just money but awareness that the more that we put these barriers up against refugees, the more we are sending people back to these intense war zones and keeping them in situations that are torturing and killing them.
Can you give the venue and the times and the band's plan another round of announcement, please?
Sure. It's Saturday the 10th of December at the Reverence Hotel, which is 28 Napier Street in Footscray. Mm-hmm. And it's on from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. this Saturday. And it's $10 for concession, $15 for full price. And if you're a refugee or an asylum seeker, it's, of course, free. But there'll be lots of opportunities to donate more.
Okay. We'll announce it again towards the end of the program. But I wanted to ask you about the teachers' campaign, which you were discussing off-air with me. Lucy, do you want to give us some news about that, please?
Yeah, sure. So Teachers for Refugees, which I'm also part of, I'm a teacher, we're organising a T-shirt action where on the 12th of December through to the 16th, we're going to be wearing T-shirts to school that say Teachers for Refugees on the front, and close the camps, bring them here on the back. And the idea of the action is to just bring these politics into work, into our schools, and to show that as teachers, you know, we don't accept the racism, the kind of abuse that happens, that we hear from people like Peter Dutton and Malcolm Turnbull, and we don't accept it from them either. So it's a kind of a united action of teachers. So we've got teachers at the moment. I know there are groups from 23 different schools around Melbourne, more in Sydney, and more keep coming on and getting in contact with me to get bunches of T-shirts for their schools. So that will be happening. And we're also having a media launch and vigil on the 12th of December, so the Monday evening at 6 p.m. at City Square on Swanston Street. And we've got a whole bunch of speakers, including a lot of teachers who were refugees themselves. We've got people who teach refugees at the moment who will be talking about the plight of their students and the fact that they can't get permanent visas and full access to education. And also we'll be speaking to, Jane Willey will be speaking, who taught on Nauru recently, the students there, and she'll be explaining why she was the author of a lot of the leaked Nauru files, and she'll be speaking about what was held in them and why it was only the tip of the iceberg.
So that's on the 12th of December, 12th of the 12th, City Square, yes. At 1 p.m.?
Yes. 6 p.m.
Okay. 6 p.m. Okay.
That's
And you got speakers and the rest of it. Okay. That sounds fantastic. Now, maybe you want to tell people who are teachers and maybe those who are not teachers as well, how they can obtain the T-shirt, please, Lucy.
Yeah, sure. Well, just get in contact with me. We've already distributed about 500 of them, but we've got plenty more to get out there. So please give me a call on 0404 728 104, or look up Teachers for Refugees on Facebook and you'll be able to find more details about the action there. This action has been supported by the Australian Education Union, which is fantastic. So no trouble there. If you're a public school teacher and you're worried about your principal, we've got full support from our union to wear these T-shirts to school to start the conversations.
Wonderful. That sounds excellent. Thank you so much for waking up so early in the morning to talk to us.
And that's great. Pleasure.
Good to have you guys give us an update about refugees, and we'll keep in touch, I'm sure.
Thanks, Lolita.
Have a good day, Lucy.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye.